Look at her, acting all coy and flirty, twirling her hair, giggling, making jokes. I can't believe he's actually giving her the time of day. I mean, he is way out of her league. Oh, please, just let the bell ring already. I can't even focus with those two in the room. There it is. Okay, everyone. Make sure to do the required reading and answer the questions on the study guide. Don't forget, we have our big end of unit exam next class. As if anyone's gonna actually study. I need to speak with you for a second. Can you do that for me? Please. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Hold on a second. Let's just make sure everyone leaves first, so we can have some privacy. Right then. Have a seat at your desk, please. Hey, don't look so scared. You're not in trouble, I promise. I just wanted to discuss your behavior as of late. Look. I know you're a strong, smart student. You made that abundantly clear at the beginning of the semester. But recently, I've started to see a bit of decline in your grades. And it's worrying me. Before you start making excuses, you should know that I know everything that happens in my classroom. No matter how discreet anyone tries to be. I've been teaching for long enough to have that ability. You know what I'm referring to. Don't you? That's right. Ever since I moved you next to that girl, you two have done nothing but chattel class long. It's incredibly distracting. Not just for you, but for everyone else, myself included. I'm glad that you're sorry, but that won't be. I simply cannot have that kind of behavior in my classroom. So, I've requested that she be transferred to another class. As for you, you'll stay. I trust that without her as a distraction, you'll continue being good for me, right? Won't you? Huh? What's not fair is you ignoring me for her. I mean, what isn't fair is you ignoring your academic responsibilities for her. Please, don't be upset. I'm only doing this because I see the potential that you have as a student, and hate to see it being wasted. You should be thanking me, really. What? You like her. As in, you have a crush on her. How could you fall for such a plastic Barbie doll when you have a mature, intelligent, beautiful woman like me right now in front of you? It's ridiculous. No. I will not hear it. I tried to remain reasonable with you. But you crossed the line. You really did. I mean, how could you betray me? Do you have any idea how hard it was to get you to fall for me all semester? Like I did for you as soon as you walked through that door. I tried everything. Everything. Just for you to throw it away for some stupid girl. And guess what? I won't let you fall behind my class. And I certainly won't let you fall for this girl. That's pulling you away from me. I guess I have to take matters into my own hands. Am I starting to scare? It certainly doesn't help that I'm sitting on your desk, right? Towering over you. Well, good. You should be scared. That's how every good student and teacher relationship should be. And I'm glad that is finally getting into your head. You are a smart boy. You still have to learn a lot about respect. And discipline. And those are lessons that a girl can teach you. You know, for those lessons, you need a real woman like me. And well, teaching is my job, isn't it? Who would I be to leave my favorite student out of the most important learning moments of his life? Stay still. No talking. My kiss calmed you down real quick. I knew you couldn't resist the chance of an older lady. We just know. Get those pencils cut off. And then we can start the first part of the lesson. There we go. Perfect. Look at you. Eyeing up my black lace pants. They're quite sexy, aren't they? Look at the way they hug my round hips. I hope you like them because I want them just for you. Actually, why don't you take them off yourself? Here, give me your hand. Oh, good. Now, I'm just gonna guide it up my long, slender leg until you can just hook your finger around the fabric. Go ahead. All right, now pull. That's it, baby. Get them all the way off. It feels so much better to have those things off, especially because I was getting hot and heavy, looking at you all glass long, waiting in painful anticipation for the glass bell to ring. You make me want to do some very naughty things, baby. My I got a little carried away and almost forgot about the lesson. Right then, tell me. Do you know what cunnilingus says? You do, but you never tried it before. Well then, you're in for a real treat, because today I'll be giving you a real hands-on demonstration, or more like mouth-on, I guess. I see you're desperately trying to keep eye contact with me, even though your eyes want so badly to glue themselves to my pussy. Don't worry, you can look all you want. I'd prefer it. You see how pretty. Look at that glistening with my wetness. It's all for you, my good boy. Why don't you lean in there and have a taste for yourself? Yes. Baby, that's it. Come on, don't be shy. Use that tongue. Make sure you lick everywhere. Don't miss a spot. That sweet mouth. I'm sorry, baby. I'm gonna have to wrap my leg around you to hold you in place. Oh, don't you dare stop. You're making your teacher so happy. If you keep this up, I might forget your lackluster performance. Because right now, it seems like you're pretty fucking loyal to me. Oh goodness, where did you learn to do that? You naughty, naughty boy. Catching me like surprise like that. Make no mistake though, I'm still in control. You're still mine. Even if you are making me feel so damn good. Fuck. Oh shit. Oh my god. I think I'm close. I think I'm coming. I think you're gonna make me come, baby. You want me to come for you, huh? You kinky little brat. I bet that makes you so fucking horny, huh? Look. I can't anymore. You're being so desperate. Take my cum like a good boy. Well, you certainly passed the first test. But now, it's time for the second part of the lesson. Come here. Take a seat on my lap, baby. Good boy. My gosh. Look at this tan you're pitching between your legs. Is that from me? Did you get all worked up from eating my pussy? Oh, you did. What a perverted thing you are. I really want to punish you for being so lewd. You're lucky you're my favorite. Now, I'm just gonna reach my hands down into these pants of yours and start touching. That feels good, doesn't it? Don't you just want to squirt your load all over my head right now? Oh, you do. Well, you know I could only let you do that if I know you've learned your lesson. We don't leave things half finished in this classroom. You know that. So tell me, have you learned your lesson? You have? Then what am I to you? Oh, that's right. I own you. And what is she to you? Good. That's right. She is nothing. And what are you gonna do from now on? Yes. Yes, you're going to be my good boy. That's right. See? And this is why you're my favorite. Because you know your place. Now, come for me. Let it out all in my hand. Surrender yourself to me. Do it. Do it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Come on, let it all out. Empty those balls. Well, your performance today, young man, I give you an A+. But your work is far from done. As homework, I'd like you to refrain from touching yourself. I need all of your sexual energy saved. Because tomorrow, after class, is going to be another very important lesson.